Proclamation number 0895 of 2nd of May, 1939. Inner peace. Enlightenment of the spirit is inner peace. He who has been enlightened is seized by a feeling of security and tranquility, for it is he who has already partly overcome matter and only turns to the spiritual. And thus he will never let himself be disturbed by earthly things to the extent that he goes through life pacelessly and impatiently. On the contrary, he will find himself in the happy state that nothing touches him unusually anymore. He will certainly live through everything but with little involvement of the heart. He will also not suffer particularly from events which would otherwise have shaken his whole being. On the contrary, he will accept everything as a side effect of daily life which is only intended for him by the Divine Father for the purpose of further perfection. And nothing can disturb the inner peace which only becomes more and more tangible the more the earthly child endeavors to fulfill the will of the Father in heaven. For now the soul no longer has to suffer so much under the pressure of matter, it lives according to its true destiny and the battles of the opposing power are no longer to be feared so much, therefore the soul is in a state of rest with regard to all earthly events, while it, however, is ever more spiritually active. Earth and its desires are in contradiction with spiritual life and both can never be fulfilled at the same time. Earthly life with its demands will also always cause restlessness and pacelessness, whereas spiritual life and striving gives the soul a state of rest, i.e., only towards earthly experiences. This will always have the effect that the human being's spirit will be insensitive to all earthly difficulties and the human being can fulfill his actual task without disturbance as long as he desires to be allowed to dwell in spiritual regions. He will also be relieved of a certain worry, for spiritual support is granted to him in all adversities and worries, both of the body as well as of the soul. And he will well perceive this support, and his inner peace will only rarely be disturbed by incidents which would otherwise have shaken him out of his calm. It is mostly worldly worries which worry the human being and make earthly life unbearable for him. However, anyone who faithfully offers them up to the Father in heaven, who asks him in the spiritual realization that he is Lord over all events, who therefore transfers these worries into the spiritual kingdom, will visibly be released from them, and the peace of heart will have the upper hand again in what seems to be a burden to the earthly child and could impair his spiritual striving will be banished. And thus all your striving should only ever be directed towards considering your spirit. You should pay no attention to earthly demands but only ever long for and request the brightness of the Spirit, and the Heavenly Father will carefully guide you through earthly life and keep everything difficult away from you so that you will find and keep inner peace in order to be able to promote spiritual life all the more diligently and thus lead your soul into the state of light. Amen.